Security concerns deepened in the Central African Republic today after the U.S. ambassador and his diplomatic team were evacuated out of the country by plane overnight amid fears rebels could try to take the capital. The evacuation came after the president urgently called on former colonial ruler France and other foreign powers to help his government fend off rebels who are quickly seizing territory and approaching the capital. Tracy McClure reports.
The situation in the country might seem familiar to President François Bozizé. He himself came to power nearly a decade ago in the wake of a rebellion. Addressing a rally in the capital Bangui on Thursday, he called on foreign governments to come to his aid in battling the latest group of rebels who have already captured 10 towns. He specifically mentioned former colonial power France, which already has 200 troops in the country. But French President François Hollande says he has no plans to prop up Bozizé's regime.
Well, generally speaking, if ever there is a French presence there, it's not to protect a political regime, but to protect French nationals and French interests. It would not be a way to interfere in a country's national matters. That era is behind us.
Paris is instead encouraging peace talks between the government and the rebels, who claim the government has not implemented a 2007 peace deal meant to integrate them into the army. The United Nations Security Council issued a press statement late Thursday reiterating its concern about the situation in the country and condemned the attacks. The UN envoy to the country, Margaret Vaught, said the people are nervous.
People here are very nervous, but the situation is calm because we've been through this cycle several times before.
Central African Republic has suffered decades of army revolts, coups, and rebellions since gaining independence in 1960. It remains one of the poorest countries in the world. I'm Tracy McClure.